Let's get down to Ben Cameron with Michael Pryor.
Michael, what are the keys for Fremantle today to try and win over Adelaide?
Well, clearly, and we say it a lot, that the game is won and lost in the midfield. We know that if we're not going well in that area, that they've got a really talented forward line, and we've got a relatively inexperienced back line, so we're going to have to win the midfield battle today.
How do you go about winning that midfield battle then?
Well, I think what we've worked on during the week, and obviously our hit two areas with Aaron coming back in the side, is going to, you know, hopefully help us with that. We've got Tommy Sheridan who's going to run through there and go to one of their midfielders like he did last week and did a really good job. So we just hope that what we've practiced during the week comes to the fore.
Obviously, you're hoping that you'll win it out of the midfield and their offensive prowess won't get an opportunity to excel, but Walker, Jenkins, Betts, Lynch, Cameron, they average 114 points per game. They're very good in their transition and leaving room for their forwards to run into. How do you stop them from doing that?
Yeah, I think they are very good, and that's you know, one of the real strengths of their game is especially working it out of their you know, their D50 to score. So just watching Geelong a couple of weeks ago, they were really good with their, we call it the off-ball side. So if you're not involved in play, get in behind their forwards if you like. So we'll be looking for our midfielders and even our forwards to play that role today and get back and really help us and support us in defence.
I'll send you upstairs, Adam Papalia, Peter Vlahos and Peter Bell.
Mickey, Adelaide renowned for huge possession out of their back half and really attacking sort of play straight down the middle. What sort of strategies have you got in place to combat that great strength to Adelaide's game?
Keep it in our forward line and kick goals, Billy. That'd be the easy
helps,
answer.
Doesn't it?
yeah, as I just said, I think you know, when we talk team defence, it's not just the back six that we talk about. It's a whole you know, team aspect. So we're looking for our forwards and our mids to really slide back and help us in defence. And obviously our backs, not to let them out goal side, will be a real key.
What are your expectations of Yaron, Apness and Pavlic? And as an adjunct to that question, what will be the role for Chris Mayne today?
Well, Mayne will play a few different roles. He'll play forward, he'll play back. As for the other three, we just want to see him working together. And Apness and Yaron, you know, they're going to play a lot of footy together moving forward. So obviously Pav's coming towards the end. So we just want Pav to play the way he's been playing. We think he's been in fantastic nick over the last few weeks. So we look forward to that continuing his last two. And then obviously for Yaz to crumb off the taller players and get a few goals for us would be nice.
Michael, there's been a few headlines around Hayden Ballantyne in the last 24, 48 hours. How's his preparation been?
Oh, nothing's changed. I think, you know, in this day and age, and a lot of rumour and innuendo going around this time of the year, but what we do know about AFL players is that it doesn't affect their preparation, their performance, hopefully. So we haven't noticed a change in the way he's gone about his weekly routine.
Interesting, during the week, Garrick Ibbotson initially dropped on the Thursday night, then back into the team for Tendai Mazungu on Friday. Just take us through the thinking there, Mickey.
Well, I think, you know, it's difficult when you come on a Sunday game. You have to have squads in on Thursday because a lot can change in those couple of days, as it did this week. And we just looked at it a bit closely after the initial squad went in and matchups down back and what they've got available and what we haven't got available with our tools down there. So Ivo got a reprieve and we're looking for him to play well today.
Connor Blakely, he's done enough, obviously, at WAFL level to warrant a recall?
Yeah, he has. He's gone back and played 2 weeks. His first week was okay. And then last week against East Perth, we thought he was very good playing a midfield role, negating role on Patrick McGinnity. So he comes back in, earned his spot, and we look forward to him playing a key role through the midfield today on some really good experienced players.
It looks like a pretty good day for footy.
Sensational day for footy. Even better day for golf, I think.
Well, Michael, thanks very much for your time, mate. We'll let you into the rooms.
No worries. Bye-bye.